Okay, let's get cracking today. We are starting the 15th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tesvav Mishnah Aleph and Parak Tesvav Mishnah Beis. We discuss the malacha of kosher, of tying, and matir, the malacha of untying something as well. The general principle is that any knot that you're tying that is meant to be permanent, that is meant to exist for an indefinite amount of time, that is usur on a midaraisa level, that is usur on a Torah level for a person to tie on Shabbos. The same is true when it comes to matir. By untying some sort of a permanent knot, that also is an isur on a Torah level. We're going to give two examples of such knots. Says the Mishnah, Elu kisharim shechayav in aleihem. These are the knots for which a person is liable on a Torah level for tying them or untying them on Shabbos. Kesher hagamala, number one, is the camel driver's knot, a knot that was used to permanently tie a strap to the pierced nose of a camel. There'd be a leather strap that was inserted through a hole that would be pierced in the nose of the camel, and its ends were tied together with a permanent knot, forming a ring. When the animal had to be secured, then a rope was tied between this ring and a post in the ground, and when the camel was released, the rope was undone, but the ring always remained in place in the nose of the animal. That's number one, this knot that was permanent. Number two is v'kesher asapanim, the sailor's knot, meaning a knot that was used to permanently tie a strap to a hole in the front of a boat. There was a hole there, as the Bartanura points out, that was made in the prow of a ship, through which a rope was inserted and tied to form a permanent ring, and then to tether the ship while in dock, a long rope was tied from the ring to a post upon the land, and when the ship left, the long rope was untied, but the ring was left in place. Both of these cases, says the Mishnah, these are the knots that would make a person liable for tying them on a midaraisa Torah level on Shabbos. And says the Mishnah, kashem shu chayv al kashuron, kachu chayv al heteron, just like one is liable for tying them, so too one has transgressed the prohibition for untying these knots as well, because they are like those that were untied in the Mishkan, that the fishing nets were used to trap the chilazon, this like small fish animal whose juice was techeles. This is a special blue dye that was used in some of the curtains and the coverings of the Mishkan. And these nets were made of ropes tied together with permanent knots. Sometimes it was necessary to untie the ropes from some nets and tie them to other nets for the purpose of making them smaller or bigger. And this is exactly why both tying these types of knots and untying them would make a person violate the prohibition of kosher and matir on Shabbos. Now the assumption is that the first Tana of the Mishnah seems to hold that one is always liable, one has always transgressed the prohibition for making a knot that is similar to the camel driver's knot or the sailor's knot, regardless of whether it can be untied easily. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees to this. Rabbi Meir says, called kesher shu yachol la'atir ba'achas miyadav, any knot that a person can untie with just one of his hands, ein chayav and a love, he is not transgressed the prohibition for tying them, since it can be done so easily, it is regarded as a temporary knot for which one is not liable on a Torah level. But as the Bartanura points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, and we would hold that if you tie such a knot, even if it can be untied with one hand, one has still transgressed the Torah prohibition of tying on Shabbos. Now, in contrast to this previous Mishnah, which discussed knots that are usher on a Torah level, whether it's the camel driver's knot, whether it's the sailor's knot, our Mishnah in Perek Tesvav Mishnah Beis is going to deal specifically with knots that are usher only on a midrabanan level or are permitted altogether. Says the Mishnah, Yesh lecha kesharim she'in chayav en aleihem kekesher hagamalin ukekesher hasapanan. There are some knots for which a person did not transgress, did not perform an aveira, similar to the Torah prohibition of the camel driver's knot, like we discussed, or the sailor's knot, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. Meaning, it's not usher on a Torah level to tie a temporary type of a knot, one that is usually left tied for only a week or two. As the Bartanura points out, even such knots, however, are banned, are not allowed on a midrabanan level, according to the rabbis. That being said, we're going to now discuss a group of knots that are permitted to be tied on Shabbos. Even lichatchila, even anyone can tie these knots, because they don't resemble any sort of permanent knots whatsoever. Says the Mishnah, Kosheres isha miftach chaluka, a woman can tie the openings of her blouse, v'chute sevava, a sivacha v'shel psikya, that she can tie the laces of a bonnet or a girdle, or a tzuos min al v'sandal, a person can certainly tie these straps, the laces of a shoe or a sandal, v'nodus yayin v'shemen, the openings of flasks of wine or oil, u'kederish al basar, and the cloth that covers a pot of meat also can be tied. Again, all of these are completely not permanent. You tie and untie your shoes constantly. For example, you tie and untie the blouse or the laces of the bonnet or the flasks of wine because you want the wine, and so on and so forth. So in all of these cases, you are completely permitted to make these ties. They're completely temporary, and therefore they are allowed, even lechatchila, they are allowed to be done completely on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kosher lifnei habehema b'shvil shelo teitzei, when you can even tie, he adds a type of knot to this list. You can tie a rope in front of an animal to keep it from getting out, because this type of knot also is untied on the same day that it is tied, and therefore it's not considered to be permanent in any way, shape, or form, and therefore it is permitted to tie such a knot on Shabbos. There is a machlokas, however, regarding a different type of a knot, says the Mishnah, kosherin deli b'psikyo. One may, according to this opinion, tie a bucket at the top of a well with the lace of a girdle. According to this opinion, since one needs the lace for its regular purpose, one will not leave it permanently tied to the bucket and well. Rather, one's going to untie it the same day after he has finished using it to actually take water from the bucket of a lobachel. But a person cannot tie the bucket with a rope, because a rope would be left there permanently, and therefore that would be also, that would be prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda matir. However, Rabbi Yehuda permits tying the bucket even with a rope. Rabbi Yehuda is referring specifically, though, as the bartender points out, to a weaver's rope. Since the weaver needs it for his work, he will untie it from the bucket and well the same day. The previous opinion, although, forbids using even a weaver's rope, because he's concerned that people might confuse it with other types of rope and mistakenly think that they may use any type of rope to attach the bucket and the well. And that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're just going to conclude with the general principle regarding tying knots. Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said this general rule about knots. Called Kesher She'enu Shel Kayam Ein Chayav and Love. Any knot that is not permanent, one has not transgressed, one has not sinned by tying it at all. Quick review. Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Aleph, taught us the general principle that there are these two types of knots, the camel driver's knot and the sailor's knot, that are permanent and that are usher mida arais. If you tie them, it's usher on a Torah level, not only to tie them, but untying them is usher as well. Rabbi Meir adds on, and according to his opinion, that if you can simply untie it with one hand, even if it's a sailor's knot or a camel driver's knot, then it is permitted to tie and untie on Shabbos. We do not paskin like that, though any of these permanent knots would be usher on a Torah level. And then Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Beis, discussed the certain knots that are either usher midirabanan or permitted completely. And they basically said that any knot that simply resembled these sailor's knots or the camel driver's knot, but aren't actually those knots, are usher midirabanan. But when it comes to any knots, whether it's a woman tying the openings of her blouse or the laces of a bonnet or a girdle, or a man or a person tying the straps of a shoe, or the person that's tying the flasks of oil or of wine, or a cloth that covers the pot of meat, or according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if he added on, if you tie the rope in front of an animal, all of these types of ropes are completely temporary, and therefore you're allowed to tie them on Shabbos. We did have a machlokas regarding what about the bucket on top of a well. Tanakama said that you can only tie it with the lace of a girdle. Rabbi Yehuda said no, that you could even tie it with a weaver's rope, because according to him, you're going to, at the end of the day, he's going to be needed by the weaver, and therefore it's not going to be permanent. But that is the machlokas there. But then we have the general rule again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it's a general rule that we hold, like that any knot that is not permanent, one may tie it on Shabbos. Have a great day.